This is Bill Peters here at Radio Statler. You're just listening to Cake Flap, the bakery is open. I'm here now with John Threat, who is the director of Hacketeer. And so we're going to get this interview started. What is Hacketeer?
Well, Hacketeer is a new genre of entertainment that is distributed online. Hacketeer is about an online story about hacking. It follows the story of like three really interesting characters that show you how to hack things. They show you how to build like sort of hardware hacks as well as sometimes some software hacks. But the interesting spin is that instead of just showing you how to do it, they actually go out in real life and show you how to use it in the real world, which is actually part of the appeal. I mean, that's the thing that makes you want to hack. You don't want to hack because somebody told you, hey, this ethereal thing called hacking. The first time you see like a defaced website, there's a thrill that goes down your spine and you say, I want to do that. Although that's not actually real hacking, but that's a different story. The main story, though, is that they show you how to hack. They go forth, do it in the real world, all while being chased by a quasi-government agency that's just intent on destroying them. In fact, eradicating them with extreme prejudice. And it's actually taken a little bit from real life.
Okay, so you're using some of the story points are from your experiences or other people you know's experiences in hacking?
Right, right. I used to be a hacker, and so some of them are taken from stories as well as I used to hack with other people. Because, I mean, you know, hacking's no fun in a vacuum. It's like if a tree falls, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so you're... Okay, so would you say it's more of a how-to kind of thing, or it's more script? I mean, what's more important to you, the story or the how-to aspect?
I think both. I think ultimately any great entertainment tells a story, and there's a lot of how-to shows out there, but they all don't tell a story. I mean, there's a story arc that gets you in that keeps you entertained, and I think when you use that tool, you can pull in people who may not normally be interested in hacking. Because now you have two things. You have your core audience, which is the hardcore hackers. They watch this and they say, hey, I see myself in this. But then you see people external to it and they say, wow, this is great. I really want to be involved in it. And it could be a great tool for sort of pulling in young people into constructive sort of into constructing and well, actually deconstructing technology, but making their own things.
So what would you say your audience is? Are you trying just for like the hacker community, or are you trying for like, you know, this, you know, to use the term script kiddies, you know, the people coming, the 13, 14 year olds that are, you know, excited by everything, but don't really know what they're doing yet?
I would say it's for everybody. I mean, I think that's what using these disparate elements and combining them is what it is. It becomes something that everybody can enjoy and take away something from. There'll be jokes that only hardcore hackers get. Then there'll be jokes that the script kiddies get, but they wish they claim they can do but can't do. And then just guys who might just want to just say, hey, I want to turn my iPhone into a motion detector, and this show shows me how to do it. Or this show shows me how to build like a flying camera that launches out of my car so I can see the traffic 10 blocks ahead of me. So that's what kind of the show endeavors to do. And then we also show sort of, we try to show small things that you can build, you know, that just anybody can build. And then there's more complex projects. And then one of the battles we're having is sort of trying to keep the illegal quotient down, which unfortunately is very hard for me.
So what can we expect from people that are going to be at the Hacketeer premiere tomorrow? What's the episode about?
I'm going to show the first episode and some of the narrative elements of the show, which introduces the various characters. I actually play one of the characters in it, which is to give it sort of a little twist to the... to give it a little twist. It sort of blurs the line on whether this is real or not. Is everybody in the show a hacker? Then the show also endeavors to do something more. In the narrative, we actually go out and kidnap the top names in hackerdom and in technology, and we interview them in the kidnapping thematic.
Okay.
So, the first episode, we kidnap Mark Abene, which I used to, you know, hack with or whatever. But we also have lined up people like Vince Cerf. Okay. And I'm going to ask Mitnick here if he'd like to do it. But basically, Here we have another way to present interviews with people who normally may not give a good interview. They may not know how, but in this thematic, we can make it extremely interesting. And it's interesting for them, too. I mean, it's a different, you come through, I'm sure Vint has never been interviewed like this before, like inside of a show where, you know, some weird hackers have him kidnapped and could do anything to them.
Okay, well, thank you, John Threat. It sounds really great. For everyone who wants to go see it, it's going to be at Saturday at 7 o'clock in the Turing Hall. So make sure to catch that. And now we're going to send you guys back to the music for a little while. We'll hopefully have another interview soon. Thank you again.
Good night.
All right.